You can't miss this dude, man. A Flying Lizard is the name of the team, but you know his name is in Darren Law. 25 Hours of Thunderhill, kind of a precursor for the Daytona 24 Hours. And not to, I was quickly corrected before we got into this interview. It's not just four wins in a row, four overall wins in a row for Thunderhill, Darren Law and crew with Flying Lizard. Why did you feel like you had to correct me out of the gate like that, Darren?
Because overall is a bigger deal than just a class win. It's stuff like there's always prototypes and things like that that are quicker than GT cars, and we run the GT3 cars, and to beat them is a big deal.
Now talk about this win, though. The adversity that you went through to get this win seems monumental, to get over the axle problems. How in the hell do you do that in a 25-hour race?
Yeah, well, you know what, like, this race is really interesting. It's a bit different than a pro event. It's a bit more kind of just Wild West and a little different, but yeah, the last few, we've run it with our Audi R8, and it's just run like clockwork, and we've had no issues. And this weekend, we definitely had our hurdles to go over. We broke an axle early on, probably whatever, first 15 minutes of the race, and then we broke another axle about 2 a.m. So each axle change probably took us 10 laps to get it in and out and change it. So we had a big deficit to make up.
Okay, but it's not just that. You're talking about you broke the left axle, then later on, like you said, the right axle, 10 laps approximately each. Then you had gear issues, and you were driving without a full plate of gears. So, I mean,
yeah.
Incredible what you guys did to win this, because like you said, last year was pretty much a runaway. This year, way different story. How did you do it specifically?
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, this year was different. We had a lot of adversity, like we talked about, and the gearbox was part of the issue, and how it shifted and how it slammed in the gear that caused the axle to break, which we found as we went along. So, you know what? It's a never give up attitude with the team and with the drivers, and you know, it's a long race. You just don't need to get upset an hour in. You know, we got 24 more to go, so we just kept persevering, and we knew we had great pace. We actually had really good pace, and luckily for us, some of the front guys also had problems, so it helped us keep in the hunt.
So Darren Law, all of these problems, do they help get you ready for the Rolex 24? Did you learn something that you might avoid at the end of January in Daytona?
You know what? I think we always learn something with any of these races. We will not be running the Daytona 24 next year. But we will be running several, our race events all have pit stops and driver changes and tire changes. So this is always, there's always something we can learn from this and take away, you know, from it and look to further adjust. And we've been doing this for a long time now. And we've done a lot of these long endurance races, but the more practice and the more times you do it, the more you can, you know, better prepare for the next run.
And Darren, you had a all-female team that was part of Flying Lizard. I bet you were happy. They finished fourth overall, and they won their class.
Yeah, so it was really cool. You know, we ran our Porsche GT3 RSR for the overall, which was in the ES class, which was a great finish. And then we had an all-female driver lineup, which is very unique. They were driving our GT4 Audi R8 from this past season, and they were phenomenal. Like you said, not only did they win their class, they finished fourth overall. And for a GT4 car to finish that high up in a long race like this, is, you know, there's a lot to be said for it. And they did a great job. They were solid the whole way through, and it was a mix of a professional drivers and some young and up and coming drivers as well.
Darren Law, winner of the 25 Hours of Thunderhill up in Northern California this weekend. And you just dropped a little bomb on us there. I did not realize that Flying Lizard is not going to race the 24 Hours of Daytona. What's going on there? And whether it's IMSA or you guys, what's going on? I need an explanation, man. I'm bummed. I like me some Flying Lizard.
Well, our intention is to be in IMSA next year, so we're working on it. So I really can't say anything yet. We're hoping to put something a program together there. We'll also be in the World Challenge Series again next season. So if everything works out, which again we haven't officially announced, but if everything works out, we'll be in multiple series doing multiple programs with multiple different cars next year.
All right.
So fingers crossed.
You know, you just want to be busy and flying all over the place.
If all this comes together, I'm not going to be home much. I don't know how happy my wife's going to be with that.
Bam. Hey, Darren, with a 24-25 hour race, regardless, how long does it take you to recover? You're not 25 anymore. You're not 21. You're not 30. Does it take you several days to recover from a race like that?
Do I have to admit that?
Yes, damn it.
Yeah. You know what? It just depends. I mean, it depends on how hard the race is and how grueling and how long, how much sleep we get. But it takes a couple of days. You're pretty much a zombie when you come out of these things for that long of a run, you know? I'm getting a little older, but I stay in shape. I still work out every day, so I try and stay with it.
How is it that you get back into your regular 24/7 mode? Is it diet, sleep, all the above?
Yeah, literally, it's all the above. I mean, once we get through these long weekends, it's getting a decent night's sleep, and then it's pretty much back at it. I have workout routines, and we're busy. We just have a lot of stuff going on, just gotta stay on top of it.
Have you ever in your racing career done an entire 24 or 25 hour race with no sleep?
No way. I think maybe back in the very beginning, you barely sleep at all when it's your first time and you're excited, but I've done enough of these now. I go take a nap when I can.
Attaboy.
All right. Yeah, where's the strangest place in the pits that you have taken a nap?
Oh, wow. Good question. Don't know about that one yet. I'd have to think about that. It's always pretty good. We always have motorhomes. It's always usually pretty relaxing. And nowadays, I mean, we need the creature comforts. We have masseuses and everything. So I make sure it's good nowadays.
Darren Law, overall winner, 25 hours of Thunder Hill, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Dude, thanks for doing this, man. We know that, we hope that this announcement will come soon enough to where we can at least drop in the Freak Nation in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I would love to. I'd love to. We'll get back to you with you guys, as soon as we're ready to make any official announcements for our programs for next year. But it should be coming up pretty soon, I would think.
Good.
All right. Happy holidays, D-Law.
All right, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You get a guy like that, Darren Law, here in the Freak Nation, that he just ran a 25-hour race, but he's treating it like just a 20-minute stroll to work.
Yeah, you get beat up, but I'm getting ready to hop on a plane, and, it was just another weekend of work. Like, what?
Statman, you've interviewed your share of dudes that have ran in long, long, long races. You know what takes... They're 30 or 50 years old. It takes it out of them.
Yeah, it takes them. The older they get, it might take them 3, 5, 6 days to recover. I mean, it takes the drag racers, what, they say till Tuesday or Wednesday before they're back together, and they only run a quarter mile at a time. They might do it, 12, 15 times in a weekend, but that ain't 25 hours of racing. Plus the G-forces, yeah, but... There's, Darren, but Darren's a cool guy. I mean, I've seen him at racetracks and, we waved across the paddock, and he'll come and talk to you and he'll drop some things on you. I think what he was saying there was that they've got a deal and they don't have, they haven't announced it yet, and they don't want to announce it just casually. They want to make a big deal as possible. If you're trying to find somebody, you don't even say that. But if you got a deal going, they say, we're not ready to announce it yet. I said, yeah, I mean, that means you got it done already.
So is he saying that he said he's not running in the 24 hour, but right now he's not, but he plans to?
Yeah, probably. That's a major race. But that's a problem that IMSA has, is that you run half the hours on the track in the season are run in the first two races at the Rolex 24 and at Sebring. All the rest of the races are less time than you run in the first two events. So that's time at the track, that's wear and tear on the equipment, that's drivers, that's having everybody there at the track for 4 or 5 days a week instead of coming in on Thursday night, leaving on Sunday night. I mean, it's a lot of expense. And that's why, you know, people are looking to go other ways with their racing, and where you have one driver instead of two, the races are an hour long. I mean, it's the, if you run in World Challenge, for example, the Daytona 24 is more than you're going to run in the entire season in World Challenge.
Jeez.
Yeah, but just because a race is an hour long or 2 hours or whatnot, it's still an entire weekend of work and flying there and getting the hotel and not sleeping in your own bed and then doing laundry when you get home. It's still just as much effort, even if it's not necessarily on the track.
Personally, yes, but as a team, as a, you know, part in the management of the team, part owner of the team, you've got to look at 3-4 drivers. You got to look at maybe 12-15 crew instead of 4-5. You know that's a lot of additional expense to have all those people there, feed them, and let them sleep somewhere.
I'm surprised that Darren couldn't name the strangest place where he's slept.
He probably doesn't want to.
Yeah, right. It's just funny watching whether it's the 24 hours of Le Mans or the 24 hours of Daytona, when the camera gets to some of those 2 a.m., 3 a.m. shots of the crew members, and they're just literally sitting. I saw one guy, I don't know how he did it, balancing his butt on his air gun and just sleeping on the pit wall on his air gun. And I'm like, yep, that might be the craziest I've ever seen.
Hold on a second. You're the one, if you stop talking for 5 seconds, you'll be asleep as we...
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I've closed my eyes water skiing before. I can sleep in some weird scenarios. Yep. Yep, I was diagnosed with narcolepsy back in the day.
We were just with some friends last night where our buddies talking about his old man where he could fall asleep anywhere. He said he was in a loud restaurant with him and his dad just fell asleep right in front of him as he was talking. It's like, how can you the Japanese have it down. That was one of the biggest fascinations that I had riding the trains in Japan for those 6 months I was there, was watching the Japanese workers. After work, we'd be on the train. They'd fall asleep for 30 minutes holding on to that pole. I don't know how you do it.
Wow.
I don't know how they did it, man.
Just ask any crew member in an endurance race. They'll say, yep, we can figure it out.
Balance their butt on an air gun.
On an air gun on the pit wall. It was like circus act right there.
Oh,
it was amazing.
And it just a human. We've all been there. Stat, you've been there where it's, you're just looking at someone and all you hear is wah, 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 wah. And you're just doing your best to stay away.
You're about to sleep, standing there watching somebody. Your eyes aren't even closed and you've checked out. Yeah, I've been there before. Yeah, lots of times.
It's too bad that they're. There's probably an eighth of our interviews where we checked out.
Oh, stop. Speak for yourself, Sergeant.
You cover a rally, even as a media person, you cover a rally that's far flung over Hill and Dale, and, you know, you're awake for 40, 50 hours on the weekend. I mean, by the time you get to the end, you don't care who wins. Just get this thing over with.